Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Steph. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCS GEC call on Thursday, 15th of November, 2018. On the call today, we have Juan Manuel Rojas, Robin Gross, Stephanie Perrin, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Stephanie.
Thank you very much, Mariam, and I can as ably demonstrate what a terrible chair I am because I forgot all of that, those requirements. Okay, so we're now recording. I'll just do a little brief recap on the discussion we just had. I had proposed a monthly meeting for the NCSGEC and came up with an action item for Mariam to send out a Google poll to find suitable times. I'm proposing something like the first Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday in the month so that we can all remember to do that we have this thing coming at the beginning of the month. And we can alternate times if it turns out that it's hard to find a suitable time for all of us, which I suspect will be the case. In terms of membership, okay, good to know. Robin has just indicated she'll be out on Wednesday, so that keeps us to Monday, Tuesday. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, we don't have the final determination from the NCUC yet on the two members. I know that Robin is confirmed. I don't know about Monica. And she doesn't appear to be on the call today, but I believe Mariam is sending separate reminders to her, so perhaps she'll join later. So that's it for that action item. Just be prepared for a call in early December, folks, when we get this sorted out. Now, on the matter of travel support to Kobe, I think I've already sent your name in, Robin, because Monica was not responding. We had to come up with a name, and I'm really, really anxious to try to hit timelines because I suspect that given the current financial crisis, we will be losing travel slots if we don't comply with the guidelines and get our input in on time. So just to say that we did that, and so that one's ticked off my list. Anything else in terms of other matters we need to discuss as an EC prior to moving to membership?
Stephanie, this is Robin. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great. Okay, just to make sure. So I also wondered if we needed to finalize that decision about travel support to the Asia-Pacific region member that was sent to the mailing list that you sent to the mailing list a couple of days ago. I think we had, one had suggested someone, and I'm just wondering if we need to finalize that.
Good point. We do need to finalize that. I think there were something like three or four applications, and it'll take me a minute to find all those applications again. But, yes, we do need to do that. Juan, you know the person that you recommended. Did you want to say something about that individual?
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, everyone. This is Juan for the record. No, I haven't met him before. Just I took the time to read all the applications and the statements from each one. I think that this guy from Sri Lanka haven't been the opportunity before to get involved in NCSG activities. So that's why I thought it could be a good chance for him to go to an ICANN meeting to join in with us and to get engaged. Hello, everyone. Could you hear me?
Yes, definitely, and I apologize for the pause. I'm still trying to pull up those applications, and it's not easy because I didn't file them properly, so apologies. As I recall, Shahul also applied. So we have someone from Sri Lanka. We have Shahul, who I can't remember where Shahul is from, and I'm busy trying to yank that application up. There were two others, as I recall.
Yes,
yeah, this is one for the record. Yeah, I found three applications. One from Shahul from Sri Lanka. Another one was from, I don't remember. Sorry, I don't remember the third one, but it was three.
Yeah, so we have one from Shahul Hamid, and he is from, I'm just looking at it now. He's from India. And then we have another from Hauda Chihi. And then the third one is from Eranga Shamara Ratna. And Eranga is from Sri Lanka. I'm just going to put the applications in the Adobe Connect so that it's easier for everyone to see. Is that okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Marion, because I have a tsunami of email and I'm not finding them. I have to say that if anybody has tips on how to organize NCSG in my email, that would be much appreciated because we have so much going on. I'm having a hard time. Oh, Raul. Raul's on the phone. Great. Hi, Raul. You made it. We're just going through the applications for travel support under the ABR.
Okay. Sorry for being late.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'm sure you're busy. I just came off a 3-hour EPDP call, so I'm a little brain dead, I have to say. The report for EPDP is supposedly going out on Monday, and we might be working all weekend by the looks of it, because we got about 18% of the way through the recommendations today, you know, in a 3-hour call, so not very good. Anyway, I digress. Back to these applications. Okay, so here's the Sri Lankan, and I must say, I think I have sensitivity to Juan's recommendation here because I'm not aware of us having anybody participating from Sri Lanka, and Sri Lanka certainly fits on the list of underserved territories, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct, Stephanie. Sri Lanka is under the developing and underserved economies that the GSE submitted to us.
Stephanie, if it's helpful, I have added to the discussion notes on the right of the screen. I have the list of the developing and underserved economies. I hope everyone can see it.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. That's very helpful. Well, if anybody's aware of any other Sri Lankans that are participating, otherwise I would say that this person gets points because that's an area that is underserved, and that's the purpose of this ABR. I should just note that I understand there's been concerns in the past about discussing personal information under the privacy laws and policies. And speaking as someone coming from a government environment where There's been data protection law since 1982. I'm pretty used to dealing with HR issues under most data protection law that applies to governments. You have to provide the information to the individual. They can put in an access request. They can see the data. So it's extremely important that when one is discussing personal information, one does it in a professional way. But I don't think we should not have calls and not have records because we're dealing with personal information. That is not the purpose of data protection law. The purpose is to provide rights to individuals. And the fact is we are comparing applications, and we must, you know, we must compare, for instance, addresses where people come from in order to make this evaluation. So just that little word to the wise. Thanks. Can we have a look at the next application, Mariam? Or scroll? I can't seem to scroll.
Right, I'll do that now. This is Shahul's application. Shahul Hamid. And I have desynced the document so you can scroll through it.
So basically, Sahu has only been able to attend the Hyderabad meeting. Am I right here?
He was at the Barcelona meeting as well.
Ah. Okay. Any thoughts on that application then?
Steph, this is Robin.
Yep.
I think that Shahul might be a really good candidate for this slot because this is somebody who, it seems, has already been doing good work for us. And, you know, I think it's important to support the people who are already doing good work for us, you know, as opposed to people who will do good work for us when they've been provided with travel support. So if we have a choice between that, I mean, I tend to go with for the folks who are already working really hard for us. Thanks. I think it looks like Shahul fits in that category of someone who's already been rolling up his sleeves and getting in the trenches and doing some work for us.
Mm-hmm. And he's from India, and therefore one in one of the desired underserved economies, right?
Correct. He's on the list. India is on.
Yep. Well, I must say my inclination is always to support the guys that have rolled up their sleeves and done the work. So I tend to agree. Although I do recognize the underserved area, and the person from Sri Lanka has never had the chance to participate. So it's something, you know, it's tough making these decisions, you know. Let's have a look at the third one. Does anybody know the third person? Name Howda, I believe. Mariam, can you get Howda's application up for us?
Yes, I'm just doing that now. Sorry for the delay.
Not to rush you, sorry.
My apologies, it's, there's a bit of a crash problem happening here. I'll get it up now. The document is this thing for scrolling.
Okay, well, this one's easy because the person is from Tunisia and Tunisia is not on the list. So sadly, they don't qualify for this pot of money. So I think they'll just have to tell them, by all means, keep in touch, but the absent is the rationale for why they should come to the meeting as well. I mean, this is a standard CV, which is great, but it doesn't explain why they should get the travel. So, you know, I think it's not as interesting an application as the other two, even if it qualified. Yes, so let's go back. It's really between the Sri Lankan and Shahul, who has already proven they can work. What's the feeling of the room, you guys? Do we want Shahul? Okay, if there are no objections, then let's give that slot to Shahul and move on to the membership applications. I see time is marching on. Okay, great. Now, Mariam, just in terms of who does what to whom, who sends out the notice to the successful applicant here? That would be me or you or the committee as a whole?
No. So it would either be you or me, but I think you should do it if you can. But if you want
absolutely
me to do it as well,
happy to do
fine
that.
Yeah,
and
I'll send
and
the
I will
to,
also send out.
Yes, I'll send
sorry
the name to the I'll send the name to the GNO system to the travel team so that they can start the travel process.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Raul has asked in the chat, do we need to wait for Monica's approval on this? I don't know how you operated in the past, but I don't really think that we can afford to lose a travel slot because people don't make the meeting. Yes, I believe we have a similar travel support allotment. We've got one left. Is that right, Miriam, in this year's ABRO?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so, well, and Raul, okay, your point's taken. We need unanimous decision, but... Okay, Robin has filled in how we do it. How long do we give them to object? 24 hours?
Yeah, I think, it depends upon the circumstance and what's appropriate for the circumstance. But, you know, usually we would send an email out at the conclusion of this meeting saying what decisions were taken and if an absent member wants to object with any of the decisions that were taken, there's a chance. And if we don't hear from you by, you know, I guess in this case, maybe tomorrow, the decision would stand. That would be my suggestion.
Good. Okay. I mean, I don't mind waiting on things like membership applications, which, yes, we've agreed that we would provide our response in a month. But on travel slots, like I say, I feel like these could be ripped away if we're not really careful, given how cheap ICANN is these days. So I don't want to mess around, you know. So we'll send that out at the end of the meeting and basically give 24 hours to respond. Thanks. Yes, I hear you, Raul. I realize people are busy, but this is an important leadership role, and if you haven't got the time to do it, then somebody else should do it. Okay, thanks. On to the applications for membership. Can you put them up one after the other in the Adobe Space, Miriam, please? That might be the easiest way to proceed.
Stephanie, unfortunately, we cannot do that. I can share my screen if that helps. Hello?
Sorry, I muted myself. Yes, that would be great. Sorry about that. So you can't share an email on the screen?
I can share an email, but I haven't received the email. It goes to the EC directly, so I don't have those emails, but I can share my screen. Or if you have emails, then I can share them as a PDF.
I suppose theoretically I could do the same, couldn't I?
Yes.
I have the technical prowess to manage that.
I can promote you
well,
as a presenter.
Yeah, please go ahead and do it. Let's not wait while I try and fumble my way through this. We can do a practice call while I figure it out.
Okay, for some reason, okay, hold on a second.
Can you see my screen?
Yes, I'm afraid I have a broken computer that has a giant barcode in the middle of my screen. I'm told that it's a loose connection between the screen and the rest of the computer. So it makes finding things extremely difficult because all of the fixed toolbars are covered by barcode, and I have a hell of a time. I got to go take the darn thing in and get it fixed. But that would imply a day off from ICANN so that I could do that. Okay. What are we seeing here? It's a little blurry. Okay, what you're showing us is the actual membership applications. Can you blow that up a little large?
This is the first application.
So that is, name is Ricardo, starts with a B. I can't read anything beyond that.
So it's Ricardo Barón.
Okay, just trying to find it.
Is that helpful?
A wee bit better. Can you get it bigger? I apologize for being blind.
Is that better now?
Okay, I don't have this particular application. Any idea when it came in? Oh, maybe because I wasn't on the list. As of the 20th of October, I bet that's why.
Yeah.
Now I can read it. That's great. Okay, does anyone have any objections to this application?
Stephanie, this is Robin. I'm a little bit concerned about this application just because I don't see any connection to non-commercial interest. So I'd like to reach out to this and ask them if they could a little bit more specifically tell us what their non-commercial interest is. Because, you know, just a list of memberships and organizations that may or may not, you know, be non-commercial is not really helpful.
Right. Right. Almost sounds like also a member of on LinkedIn. Okay. That works for me. Any other comments? And I don't see a list of the domain that they hold either. Do we not ask for that on specifically and check for it?
No, Robin, it's not a mandate.
Okay. The domain name is not a mandatory field. I wonder why.
No, that's right, because people can join NCSG either because they have a non-commercial domain name or because they are impacted by non-commercial domain name policies, or they have an interest in it. So, for family, personal reasons, kinds of a deal. So you don't have to have a non-commercial. You don't have to have a domain to be a member.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's seek further information. I think that's a good idea. What's the next one?
Stephanie, sorry, just a quick one. So I'm unable to add a comment here. So I was just wondering if Robin could probably just add a comment there saying that we're requesting for more information so that it will be stored in the database. So for some reason, I'm not able to do that.
Okay, so I just did it, so hopefully that's saved in there now.
Okay, I'm just going to check that now. No, it's not here.
You know, actually, it looks like it's not saving. When I type the, when I type it, and then hit save, maybe because I need to save, I need to, check either, okay, it says I have approved it. I haven't. Let me see if I can fix that. None clear. Okay. Okay, now I think it's there. Sorry about that. It wasn't saving before, but I think it's there now.
Okay, thank you very much, Robin. So the next application is Jose Alberto Baruto Rodriguez.
This is Juan.
Go for it, Juan.
This guy is Cuban. I knew him in Barcelona. He was there as a as a fellow, I think. And I know that he's living in Spain, but he's Cuban and it's very interested in NCSG. He told me inside the meeting that he was thinking about this. This interest, because he's studying in cybersecurity thing, and he's from Cuba, so he's writing about developing countries. It's his interest. So maybe I think that he needs to wider more information in his application, but he was in Barcelona meeting following the NCSG meetings and their constituencies.
Yes, there's not much that I can see in his application. Generally speaking, how do you treat a thin application like this one? No, nobody's commenting. Hello?
Sorry, I had my hand up. I wasn't sure which was which was appropriate. I keep doing it wrong. I apologize. What would you prefer, hands up or just jump
hands
in
up
when you ask for comment? Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Because there's so few of us, I haven't been watching the queue. Please go for it, Robin. I also have my barcode in hearing.
Okay, so when I first read this application, I had a similar thought to the one I had before, which are on the previous application, which happens a lot, that the applications are thin and we need to get more specific information from them. So that was my first thought was, you know, where's the non-commercial interest here? I mean, cybersecurity, sometimes that's, you know, a business, a cybersecurity business, or even, you know, a government contractor. And so we need to be a little bit wary of that. But so that was my first thought when I read this was, you know, I'd like to have a little bit more information. But then, you know, Juan says he's met this guy and he came to our meetings in Barcelona. And so, you know, if Juan feels comfortable with this person being, non-commercial, then you know, that kind of overrides my initial thoughts about, you know, reaching out and asking for more specific information.
Well, and if I may, you're talking to a former bureaucrat here, so I'm kind of used to having the need for documentation to back up decisions. For instance, I don't want to rule out someone we suspect is an intellectual property lawyer stalking us, and then have them point back to a decision we made on someone like this gentleman, where we didn't ask for more specific information when we should have. You know what I mean? Like, gut feeling is not enough in terms of process. So while I'm very sympathetic and I agree that we want this person, I think we should ask for more information. And the good news is our next meeting will be the first weekend in December, so that if we get it very quickly, we will approve on the first weekend of December. How does that sound to you guys? And I may be upending the previous practice, but yeah, exactly, Raul. I think it's important. So let's ask for additional info with a very, you know, warm and welcoming, hey, we're glad you're interested, but we need for our process the following information. Okay, on to the next one. Somebody needs to enter that. I'm going to deal offline with Mariam on how I get access to this, because I'm still awaiting approval to access the database. So, I would also, just while we're waiting for the next one to come up, I'd like to note that I didn't get this one either, presumably because I wasn't on the lists when they applied. I can't remember what date I got on all the lists. It might not have been until the 27th or something like that.
Thank you very much, Robin. The next applicant is Michael Kasadjeval.
Yeah, same thing. I didn't get this one either. Okay, any comments on this guy, folks?
Stephanie Raul says he approves Michael on the Skype, on the chat.
Yes, I approved it on the database as well.
Okay, sounds reasonable to me. Mariam, can you mark me down as approving? It does sound like this is an interesting person. Are you in the habit of normally checking the references? In other words, this person knows Dina. Do we normally reach out to them?
We usually take their word for it, unless there's like some unless there's something ambiguous, what we have checked is the websites. That's pretty much all the sort of background check we're able to do.
Right. As I say, as a former bureaucrat, I'm inclined to be cautious, so I may instigate a practice once I'm able to see these things as they come in of automatically checking who they say they know. I think it would be good coverage for us, and I don't mind doing that as long as we don't start getting 100 applications a month. So I'll try and put that in place for the next time as soon as we get me onto this stupid database. Just to follow up, you know? Okay, so that one's approved. On we go to the next one. Hopefully sooner or later we'll get to one I've already looked at.
The next applicant is Tawa Munene Curtis.
Not much here. Yes, I think this one needs we need more information. If everybody agrees with that. Okay, on with the next one. In the interest of expediting these things. Sorry?
No, I was just saying that the next applicant is Ricardo Patara.
I think in future, again, once I can see these things as they come in, I may start abusing my role as chair and saying, if I see one like the last one where clearly there isn't enough information, send it around to you guys and say, I think this needs a more information, in which case we might actually be able to approve those with missing information within a month, which would be nice, you know? And possibly our form isn't fulsome enough. We need to tell them to put, more information down. Anyway, thanks. I realize I'm typing when I could be talking. So this is a no? Okay, on to the next one. We're just mushing right along here. Still haven't hit any of the ones I've reviewed. I'm a little discouraged here. There's quite a pile.
Hi, Steph. I've gone on to the next one, Daniel Gassidetsig.
Very good. Thanks, Mariam. Am I the only one here that would like to know what these guys do in their day jobs? Uh-huh. That's a good idea. Okay. How are we doing with this? Have we agreed that this one needs more information? As far as I can see, it's just not developed enough, you know?
Steph, this is Robin. Actually, all we need is for one person to require more information, and that's what happens. So we have to all agree to accept a member, but if any one of us is uneasy and want information, then that's what happens under the charter. Just so you know the
right,
the,
and that's certainly my understanding of it. And maybe I'm being demanding, but I really think people, particularly maybe I'm burnt by the EPDP experience, but we're getting a lot of attention for demanding privacy. So there's lots of people who don't care about privacy who are interested in it all of a sudden. I think we have to be ready for them.
Yes.
Joining.
And this is really nothing new for us. I mean, we have been a target since the day NCSG was created for other interest groups, for, you know, IP people, for law enforcement people, for all sorts of people don't like the views we come up with and think it would be very easy to join us and simply change us towards, you know, their business or their governmental objective or whatever. So, you know, this is something that we actually have to be extremely vigilant about and be very careful and require more information if there's any concern at all, because this has been an issue from day one, and it will continue to be. So I think it's important that we are vigilant on this.
Okay, on to the next guy, and that would be Daniel that Juan had said yes to. Millie Semlani, and still we're in the area that I haven't reviewed these guys, so my apologies. Any thoughts on this person? Sounds good to me. Yep. I think I approve, Millie. It'd be great to have more journalists. Momentary lull. I'm getting up to feed the stove. 18 below out there. Okay, next one.
Stephanie, it's Mariam. How do you watch One Melee, please?
How do which?
Melee.
Sorry?
Samlani. Melee Samlani, I just wanted to record your vote.
I'm a yes for her or him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. The next applicant is Stefan Filipovic.
Okay, now on this one, clearly this is an intellectual property lawyer. However, knows Amr. And I actually wanted to discuss with you guys how you normally treat these. Steph, this is Robin. I would look at this, and I really like the statement of interest. I think it actually is a pretty clear articulation of what is a non-commercial interest that we defend. And so, you know, a lot of us are IP lawyers, like myself, Hample, and Kathy, and, you know, so it doesn't, it isn't automatically disqualifying, especially when we get one who's got a statement of interest like this and suggests Amr would be the reference. So, you know, I'm inclined to approve this one. Thanks.
That was certainly my gut reaction, Robin, and I was going to check with Amr, but... if Amr says he knows this person and they're legitimate, then I would say we go ahead, you know? Okay, so please mark me down as approve, Mariam. With the caveat that I'm going to check with Amr as soon as the call's over and... if I come up with anything, I'll let you know. I mean, I do apologize. I really think it's good practice. I should just look at these things when they come in, send them back when they don't have enough info, and check with the references. That would be just plain due diligence in handling these. So, okay, next.
The next applicant is James Scott.
Hallelujah, we've hit the ones I've looked at. Did anybody check out Cigna Corporation? The
I must confess I didn't. Might be worth checking out. I mean, I would feel a lot less insecure about approving corporate applications if we had a decent removal process, but we haven't really got one. So, I mean, we have one, but I'm not sure it would work on iffy cases. Okay, so Cigna is a health insurance company. Any thoughts on this person? Not sure about the Geneva Conventions here. But I can't think of a good reason to turn this person down. Any thoughts on this one?
It looks good to me. It's a pretty solid application, I think.
You think? I don't see any reason why not, so I guess I'm inclined to vote yes, unless someone can persuade me that a no vote is required here. So, Mariam, can you mark me down for a yes, please? And apologies for being slow on this. Hopefully I can speed things up next time. Great. Anybody got any more thoughts on this? Are we saying yes? It'd be nice to have a few approved ones this month. Okay, next one is Wisdom from Ghana. Mariam, if you could mark me down for a yes on this one, I think I'm okay with this one.
And that's Wisdom Ado, correct?
Yes, that's right. An answer to your question, Raul. Thank you so much for hanging in. I don't think so. I think this was enough for this meeting. If there are items that need to be put on the agenda for the next meeting, please just send them to me and Mariam, and we'll get that organized for next time. I don't think there's anything else urgent. I may be forgetting something. And not at all. Thanks for being there. So I'll send around the summary of who we're approving and who we're not approving and what we're doing after this meeting once we get it all sorted between me and Mariam. And then I guess it's my job to send out an announcement to the list of the approved members. Yeah, say hi to everybody for us, Raul.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Bukola Oronti, has a decision that been made about her? I didn't hear that.
Bukola Oronti, no, we haven't made a decision yet because we're just getting to her.
This is Juan.
Go for it, Juan.
This is Juan. I can write in the application in this time precisely, but I am agree with Bukola. He is already engaged with at large, maybe through any ALS or something like that. And he's, I think it's good for me. It's a good, I think it's good for approve. Maybe, I have no too much to add because he says this one to learn, but he has interest in young researchers and to spread the information and the policies between youngs and developing countries. So I think it's a good thing. And in names also not for profit, involvement, so I think that could be good for his, from our perspective too. So I agree with him, or her, I don't know.
Yeah, no, me neither, I couldn't figure it out. Nigerian names lose me, but I agree, that was my impression here. Sounds like a good candidate. So Mariam, can you mark me down for a yes, please?
Yes, I have done so.
I don't know. I can't see. Sorry?
Yes, I've marked you down as approved.
Very good. Do you think we're going to get a yes from this person? That would be nice. The next one is Monica. I got this right? Monica Romero.
Steph, this is Robin. This is another application that I'd like to see more specific information as to the non-commercial interest, you know, especially since they do already participate at ICANN on behalf of government. You know, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
So I would definitely need to see something a little bit more substantive about, you know, actually defending non-commercial interests and protecting non-commercial interests before I would could approve this application. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Juan. I agree with Robin. I think it's the GAC representative here, it's like, okay, he knows, but also the same concern that Robin, that, okay, what is her interested from non-commercial or just as an individual user, because it's different. So I think we need more information here, too.
Yeah, I tend to agree. We absolutely need to know why she was on the delegation. I mean, there are a few countries that occasionally put academics on their delegations, but not very many. Costa Rica might be one, but we need, if she's working for the government, as far as I'm concerned, she's out, you know? Not to be unkind and spoken like a former bureaucrat. So that's a more information required. And that kind of wraps it up for me. That's it. That's our last one. Is that right?
I think there's one that's pending under organizations as well.
Ah. I'm not familiar with
the West African Center for Peace Foundation.
Okay. Guess that must come in early as well. I didn't see it. November 12th. Geez, I should have seen that one. I wonder what happened. You know, again, I think this is more detailed than we're used to getting, but funded by grants. Means what? I mean, governments fund a lot of things by grants. I'm a little worried about that. Depends who's giving the money. For that matter, corporations fund things by grants, too. Anyway, how do we feel about this one, guys? There's not much here. I'm inclined to say more information.
Yeah, that when I first saw this application, that was my initial reaction too, is this is an extremely thin application. Simply saying grants doesn't tell us much. To promote peace and coexistence for all is pretty, you know, but then I went and looked at the website and I said, well, this actually looks like a really good organization. It's really doing public works. So I kind of changed my mind just by looking at the website, but I note that Raul has asked for more information, and, you know, that's really all we need is for one person to need more information and then, you know, the approval of that applicant stops until we get that information.
Yeah, and I think, as we discussed earlier, from my perspective, trying to come up with consistent approaches is really important, so... It's awfully thin. I don't care who they are. They need to give us more, you know? So that's a more info. Myriam, if you mark me down for more info, too, that'd be great.
Yeah, I agree.
Stephanie, please, could you tell me what information we require from this organization specifically? So when I send the email, please repeat that.
Why are they interested in the DNS? You know, what's the link to ICANN? I mean, world peace and ICANN don't go together, actually. Sorry.
been a long morning of EPDP.
I agree. I think it was just only for the application. I could say just no, but looking the website, it has full of information and what they do. So maybe they need to improve their application.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, gang, for sticking with us. I'm sorry that this was an hour and a half. I would hope we could do it in an hour, but I'll try and get on that website so that it'll be a lot more streamlined next time. Because ideally, we should have all punched in our comments and then we just review them as we go through. Right? That should be the way it works. Great. Okay, anything else? Any other business? Anything else we need to go over before we adjourn for today? Keep an eye out for that doodle poll that's coming from Marion on preferred monthly call time. Robin's typing, I can see. Yes. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone, for attending the call. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Have a good evening, afternoon and morning, wherever you are. Bye-bye.
And thank you, Mariam, for managing to get me through this call. Thanks. Bye now.
You did good, Stephanie. Thank you.